Sandcastles. At school, we played kiss chase. When we were in the little playground, we had toys to play with, but here in the big playground, we just have each other. I usually chase Amber and Laura, who slow down when I chase them and speed up when Callum runs after them, but he always catches up eventually. Emily shakes her head at Callum and says, "Time out," when he runs towards her. Emily and I have agreed not to kiss. "Because best friends don't kiss," says Emily. I don't mind not kissing Emily. I don't tell Emily that when no one else can see, behind the big tree, I kiss Callum and Jamal and Toby. Once a week, Mum lets me have one friend over for dinner after school. This week I've invited Callum. Whilst Mum is cooking, we play husband and wife in my bedroom. I play the wife. In an imaginary kitchen, I cook and Callum pretends to return from work, hugs me from behind and kisses me on the cheek. I say, "Dinner's ready," serve his imaginary meal, tell him what it is so he knows how to enjoy it. "It's spaghetti," I say. "You've got to use the spoon and fork." Callum asks, "Why can't we have pizza like the turtles?" pointing to the poster on my wall. "Because we're not playing turtles now," I say. "How was your day at work, darling?" I script and direct this role-play game. I play it with Toby and Jamal too, just not with Emily, Amber or Laura. All the girls in my class like me. I'm the only boy invited to their sleepovers. "Michael, are you free Friday night? Michael, do you like Disney and ice cream?" I share blankets on the floor with 4, 5, 6 girls or more. Emily is always invited because she's the most popular girl in our class. Callum says, "You're so lucky." These girls are my friends. I do feel lucky. "When is Trevor coming back?" I eventually stop asking Mum. She takes me to my singing lessons now. Trevor returns in his stupid silver car, demanding to see Anna. But he never asked to see me. The night I realise Trevor isn't coming back, I have the dream, in which my mum is killed when a Boeing 747 crashes into our house. The left wing cuts through her bedroom window, but Anna and I survive. Would Trevor take Anna, but leave me an orphan? Anna gets Phoebe, my old Barbie doll, and my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Anna gets my dungarees and all my other old clothes too. I notice when Anna plays with my turtles, no one asks her why. I notice when Anna wears my dungarees, no one comments. I'm glad she is free to play and dress however she feels happy. Mum takes me and Anna to Brighton Beach. Anna brings my yellow bucket and spade, which she insists on holding for the whole train journey. I already know, and Mum explained, that the beach has pebbles and rocks, not sand. Walking from the station towards the beach, I dread Anna's disappointment. But when we get there, she takes my hand and lets go of Mum. "Stay where I can see you two," Mum shouts after us, as Anna leads me to the water's edge. She kneels down and piles pebbles into the bucket. "Sandcastle," she says, beaming. "Sandcastle." I sit on the bench under the tree playing cat's cradle with Emily when Laura and Amber come over. "Michael, please sing. Come on, Michael, pretty please, sing us a pop song." "I don't want to be a show-off," I protest. I prefer musicals anyway. "Of course you do," says Emily. "Why else do you have singing lessons?" There is one pop song I love right now, Lady Marmalade. I sing the verses by Christina Aguilera, Maya and Pink, and Lil Kim's rap. A big group of girls and some boys gather around. Some giggle, but most cheer. I hear a wolf whistle, and I think it comes from either Jamal or Toby. I direct my song to Callum, who is at the back of the crowd. When I point at him, they all turn around. He shakes his head, walks away. The bell rings and everyone starts heading back into school. Emily grabs my navy blue blazer. I turn back to face her. "What's up?" She looks down at her kickers, then back up. "Do you know what the French words mean?" she asks. I shake my head. She whispers in my ear, a new truth. I never knew it was about more than kissing. It's non-uniform day. Mum has picked out a brand new Levi's denim jacket. It's stiff and uncomfortable. I take it off at the start of the day, hang it on my cloakroom hook. When I go back before home time, it's gone. At the school gate, I say, "Mummy, I think someone took my jacket by mistake." She shouts, "What do you mean someone took it, you stupid boy? You have to look after your things. Do you know how much it cost?" "I didn't like it anyway," I say, embarrassed that people might be watching. She slaps me hard across the face. My eyes fill up, but I don't blink. I look her straight in the eye. "You're not allowed to do that." "Uncle B, Mum hit me." I think she's worried about money. Uncle B has always been there for me, the only person in the Brown family that I see regularly. He tells me that Mum is doing her best. He tells me how hard he worked to build himself a better life, get the family out of poverty. He buys me gifts, but that is not why I love him. He likes planes and astronomy. He has his head in the clouds, reaches for stars.